greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Tomorrow, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everyone, I play Lord Titus Harper. Thanks for letting me be on the podcast today.
Nika Howard.
Hello, Michael. I am very happy to be here.
Oh, are we Russian today?
I do not know. These are bad Russian.
I'm not going to introduce the other two because last time I introduced them, they both hurt my feelings.
I was going to say that this week you had a beautiful man voice when you did your introduction.
Jennifer Cheek is here.
Yay! I am here.
I guess Mike Bachman.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman, and I'm going to play for you, Tom the Dragonborn.
Is this a Swedish chef? What's happening?
I will play for ye.
Do I have to do it? Everyone did a thing.
Yeah. I didn't do a thing.
You did. Oh.
I was.
No, you didn't do a thing. You're just being yourself, Lord Titus Harper.
I do mock
Lord,
wispy.
Lord Titus Harper.
Who said that? Who said that?
Bork, bork, bork.
What's a bork? Eludra.
That's. Is this. That's, that's what a whistle sounds like.
I really, yes, that's canon. That's true.
Yes.
Yes, we decided, so it's true.
Yeah.
And this episode, we will be going deep into demon territory.
Stop it.
I like this. I like when we go.
Oh, God,
deep.
No, this is Russian porn, and I hate it.
I really like it.
I'm not doing this.
I do not know. What's your problem here?
Miet, is that?
No. Miet. Oh, my dicky. This is Russian porn, and look at my dicky.
I would like to sincerely apologize to any Russians listening.
We had to get
podcast.
Better at being a better podcast at the beginning. This is the part people listen to.
And they're like, oh, hell no. Delete from feed.
Listen, I was just giving constructive feedback.
It's fine.
Guys, you will find that the odd-numbered episodes are much more silly than the even-numbered ones.
Wonder why that is.
Mostly because we record two episodes a night, and by the odd-numbered episode, we are usually tired and or drunk.
So that's why they're so good?
Yeah.
That's why they're so good?
I mean, I really hope that there's going to be a club in this mass of thriving demons. What if this mass of thriving demons like turns into like a bouncing house?
I think we're gonna have to do a dance battle with them.
Yeah. Oh my god, can we have a dance off?
No, not until I get another Raspberryta. I'll be right back.
He's really going to do it.
Oh my god, he had 20 minutes
there he
goes. Before. There he was gone for so long.
All right, guys, what should we do?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so, my
mom. So let's throw Tom into the thing of demons.
Yeah, yes, definitely. 100%.
What is everybody still drinking from last week? I'm still drinking Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey, if you might want to know about it.
I'm drinking Knob Creek with things like some sort of dog bullet. No, it's like
dog bullet.
Dog bullet whiskey.
What is that?
It's that's called like a Red Rocket.
Red Rocket, yeah. I'm drinking some Red Rocket.
Oh no, we do have a dog now, but she doesn't have a Red Rocket because she's a girl.
A Red Pocket.
A Red Pocket.
Oh,
what are you?
No.
Why would you say this about
our son,
our daughter Adelaide, the dog? Ugh. I'm drinking water because this foolishness. I can't.
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Me too. Every day.
It sucks. How do you guys do it?
I'm still drinking gin and fruit.
Man, you've really been nursing that since last week, huh?
Oh, this is my second one, and I have another one. I'm
fasting.
You have your one.
I was just trying to make Tim angry.
We have to stop doing...
I'm sorry.
She's not sorry.
What are you drinking, Thrifty?
I'm still drinking Bullet Bourbon.
I'm drinking...
What are you drinking, Bachman?
I'm drinking Bud Light Lime Raspberryta.
See, between last week and this week, he got sponsored, and now his entire house is filled with Raspberryta.
The only 8-ounce can that'll make you a fan.
I'll drink me a cold ice Raspberryta.
Just listen to that crisp pop of the patented top.
I wish I had a Raspberryta.
Taste the Rockies.
Oh. Hey guys, who wants to roll a d20? How about everybody? Okay. All right,
I'm gonna roll 7 d20s. So
you know, I don't understand why we don't have more sponsors.
My dick is inside of
and what? Nothing above a 10 again.
Tim is having a stroke.
I got a 13.
I yes! got a 2.
I got an 11.
2.
This is gonna be like a month.
Bagel-kun.
I rolled 7 d20s and I didn't get above a 10.
What is wrong with you? You caught it, the bad disease from me.
I can't remember the last time Tim has done one of these.
Ever since we got rid of the joke ones where I just always got one plus one and everyone else.
It took me way longer than I like to admit to realize that was a joke.
That's funny.
Aww.
Where I wouldn't say what I got to the very end and then just like, oh, you got a 20, I got a 21.
Weird.
So last week, we finalized some of the, I guess you'd say, packing list. You know, we had our 2 weeks in between where we actually got to think about it. And then, Michael, did you settle upon a honorific title for the Council of Eight people?
Councilman, I believe, is what we went with.
So boring. So Marquis Morgan came up to the party and handed out some of Paylor's best hope for us to win, which is through gifts. So we all got some extra stuff. Harper found out that he could be reinstated on the council. But the thing is that they have one of those Gungan shield generators, meaning that we can't get out of Hammer's Hope because they're also keeping demons out of the city itself. So the plan was to send the sun shields, captained by Captain Morgan himself, Aaron Morgan, who I knew, he's a little bit older than me. He was bunkmates with my brother FaZe Harper. There's some innuendo going on, but Harper's a gentleman. He didn't pick up on it. So the plan is thus. We get turned invisible, and we storm out. Unfortunately, or fortunately, as soon as we got turned invisible, our Lord and Savior, Arathis, started making our chest tattoos aglow and their bright blue hue, and which maybe ruined our invisibility slightly, but helped us in other ways. We are yet to find out. So we are storming out the gates of Palor's Hope into a sea of demons as the sun shields protect us. And who knows what's going to happen. Hopefully the area beyond is less demon filled on our way to the army of Bahamut.
Maybe a few demons.
I mean, we got
to wet our whistle.
Blood Drinker has a thirst.
So what is the plan now? You are basically, you know, you're probably like right outside the gates. And there are sun shields fighting demons right and left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You said Aram had like either stabbed a demon in the throat or is about to or something.
Yeah, he was like, I mean, he's like holding a demon by the throat and stabbing it and
doing rad shit.
He's just doing rad shit. Basically.
And he told us to run, you fools.
And he said run, you fools.
So we're on horses, and you said we're not invisible anymore.
You are no longer invisible. You have a feeling, it occurred to you that maybe as sort of a, it's supposed to be like a early detection system, where if demons are close to you, your tattoos light up.
Which we...
Stupid idiot. There's demons all around us. God damn it, Arethis. Okay.
Also, that demon binder thing, it glows whenever there's a demon within 10 squares of us.
Which would be helpful, except for in this situation.
Did it just explode right now? It's like, oh!
Yes.
Yeah, all of our boobs explode.
My titty.
My titty.
Everyone has these tattoos or marks on above their heart of Arathis.
That's you mean why. Everyone, the adventurers?
Yeah.
Everyone but Zerd. I mean, Zerd's wearing robes. You don't know if he's got one or not.
He might have some sweet tats.
He's going to rip it off.
He's probably got a butt tat.
He's got, like, sleeves.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, really, really cool ones.
This is when the time I went to Tahiti.
Where's Tahiti?
Or it's like
it's next to Arkansas.
Yep.
Arkansas is a canonical place.
Yep.
In what is it?
Oh, it's so funny.
Drunkeros?
Drunkeros.
Yes, Drunkeros.
That's where Winston's from. Look, check the wiki. Geeklyinc.com/wiki. Arkansas is a thing in it. God.
So much information.
God. Arkansas is just is east there? Of Sandusky.
Sandusky, Ohio.
But it's spelled different. They're spelled fun.
Yeah, the guy went in and said he just fucked up all the spelling of everything.
Like, this is fantasy now.
Really fantasy.
Add several vowels. And it's good.
So yeah. So
what do we do?
The world is your oyster.
Well, I mean, so are there demons like immediately around us?
There's demons everywhere. Dozens of demons.
I say, sup?
Stop saying hello to them. They're gonna think we want to hang out. / that we want to be murdered by them. This is bad. Do we know what direction we need to be going in?
North.
Okay, so, I mean, maybe we should just sprint for a bit, like, away from the city? Because the guy said at least he thought that they were more concentrated around the city.
Is Aram currently engaged by demons?
Mm-hmm. He's probably got, like, one gnawing on his leg, and,
but wait, should we help him?
Another one that he's
Harper
holding by the neck.
Yeah, he still turns helpful? Back. And launches an acid orb at the demon.
Well, all right.
Let's do this.
Is your goal... Okay, you guys have a choice right now. Are you going to enter battle, or are you going to try to flee?
Yes.
Flee.
Flee.
Can we kill this one and then run away?
Nope.
Or should we just run away?
Oh, I feel bad.
Well, you can do battle stuff as you flee.
Yeah, if you got the range, which...
I can't.
I do.
Our beautiful Lord Titus Harper does.
That's true. Yeah, just put me on your back and I'll shoot.
Yeah. How about Harper, we do a roll. Harper rides on my shoulder and he throws acid orbs behind me like a
turret.
That
sounds great.
I want to make... Sounds rad. I want to make myself and Harper into a twin stick shooter right now.
Like a...
Michael, how... Oh, this is a daily... I'm going to do it. Okay, how close would you say we are to Aram?
I would say you're 15 feet from Aram.
Hmm.
Three squares.
Oh, that's only three squares. Okay. Could I use my demon binder to try to get the demon that's on him and collect it so that that way he could do, like, he would be able to fight other stuff and we could run away.
Yes, you could do that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to do that.
The voice of the GM. It's like a god.
I got an 18 plus 16, so a 34 against his will.
Yes!
The demon gets Ghostbuster-like sucked into your thing. Do we ever describe what it looks like?
I think, like, I kind of imagine it in my head as being almost, like, crystal ball-y or something like that, but it's
so
whatever.
You could, like, see the little demons inside, right, so you can, all stuck in there?
Is it red on the top and white on the bottom with a black ring around it?
Yes. Yes.
Is it a Pokemon ball?
Yes. It's a master ball.
Is that what they're called? A Pokemon ball. I don't know a lot about Pokemon, but...
They're called Pokeballs, but you know what that stands for. It's Pokemon. Pokemon stands for pocket monsters. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did know that.
That's why my Christian school said they're bad. Did you know that, Jennifer?
But monsters are cool. I don't understand.
They say pocket monsters.
Bad. If it were a master ball, it'd be more like pinky purpley.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Well, I mean, that's totally what Jayla would have. Let's be honest.
She would. That's true. She definitely would color coordinate.
My super ball. My driver's ed teacher in high school told me that Magic the Gathering was satanic. That's not a joke.
That's pretty
cool.
Oh,
it is. We played a few weeks ago, and we summoned the devil. He was pretty cool, though.
Like, I mean, like, right, but he was like a 15-15, so, like, whatever. It's the devil. It's cool.
Yeah.
So, it's a magic joke. I get it now.
So now this demon is trapped inside our demon binder, and Aram is free from demon harm for right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to shoot him a knowing glance and give him a nod, as in, like, good battle, sir, and then we can start to run away.
Good weapon luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
May your sword arm be strong.
Harper would like to... I don't think I have anything radiant anymore, but whatever.
Oh god, I've got so much radiant.
You got radiant, like, out your pores.
Just oozing radiant damage.
Harper wants to do, Winds of Change, because it's a burst 3. Is that the one I wanted to do? I always forget these, even though I know them. Yeah, I get it. Burst 3, basically to just push out all of the demons, from him, and to hopefully give some respite to some of the sun shields. So this is his thing where he explodes, 15 feet all around him, to each enemy. So do you want me to roll... normal hit versus fortitude, or you don't want me to do an arcana?
Is this the opening salvo in your escape?
Yeah, I mean, it's a skill challengey thing to just, like, use one of my skills. And
I'm sorry, what did you say?
An RP skill challenge.
No, the thing with the...
Skill challenges? Skill challenges?
Guys, they're starting a skill challenge. Unless you want to fight, because you could fight instead. It's up to you.
It seems like there's so many demons.
I feel like we are going to get real bogged down if we stay near these demons.
Are these all the bird demons, or are there other, like...
They're mostly... Yeah, actually, these are all rocks. These are all vulture-y demons.
I'm going to look that up.
You made it sound like there's so many.
There's a lot.
Yeah, and they don't...
A few dozen.
They don't talk so good, so...
They're not great talking.
Guys, these rocks are scary. Ugh. I don't like it.
Guys, I can't communicate with these demons. I think we should run.
Yeah, I think we
can. All right, Harper.
Help
all right,
as
Tom,
we can as we run. And
I'll try to make a tunnel through these demons.
So if we're going to do this skill challenge, I need everyone to roll initiative.
I have brand new D20. First roll.
Brand new D20. Yes.
Tom still gives us plus 2, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't add those for skill challenges, do we?
Yeah, you can. If you want to, we all get it. So it doesn't
it doesn't matter for skill challenges.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We
do add our speed.
We add our initiative, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, 20.
Boy.
23.
31.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, baby. I'm not writing any of this down.
I was
you guys
talking
to me, aren't you?
17.
All right, start over.
20.
23.
Oh my god.
It goes Bachman, me, Jennifer, Nika. Nika, what the fuck are you?
Yeah. Dave Avenger.
Wait,
Nika,
you rolled real good.
I bumped out of my initiative.
Yeah, yo, Tim, run that map by me again. How do I go first?
You do not.
No,
reverse order.
Why did you reverse order it?
Yeah, that was an odd thing to do.
That was really weird.
Say the numbers again.
Okay. I go first with a 31, then Jennifer with a 23,
yes.
Tim with a 20, and then Bachman with a 17.
You mean Tom?
Tom, I'm sorry.
All of a sudden a portal opens, Tom? And our actual players.
I thought it was a guys back.
I think we should do an episode where somehow mysteriously we personally ourselves get portaled into this world and we're all just like scared as fuck and we die right away.
Yeah. That was Nick Bristow's character in Random Encounters. He was Nick Bristow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed that.
Guys, here is the order. Vera Vermilion is 31. Sarsaparilla is second. Tom is third.
Sarsaparilla, never forget.
And Senator Rick Stevens is number four.
I miss all those characters so much.
Thank you for your vote.
Now give me that bottom.
I'm ready to fight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sarsaparilla. Hey, it's me, Tom. Being dead sucks. It's all your fault. You fucking garbage trash.
Remember
you
me, Eddie, like when Mr. I killed Hanky. Your brother.
Yeah, that's not Tom's voice. All right, Vera.
Okay.
Do you guys know who Vera is?
Yeah, she's in the Firefly world.
You fucking idiot.
Oh.
Wow.
This is how my husbando talks to me. He is a rude as hell, which is why I have a million anime husbandos now.
Who is your anime husband? I only know of your sons.
I actually don't know. I don't think I have an anime husband. No,
Roy Mustang.
Roy
Mustang is an anime husband.
Really? Roy Mustang?
He must
do interesting things later.
Do you see, like, just the way he snaps, like, just that authoritative, like, snap that he has?
He has a mustache at the end of the show.
Listen, I literally just reblogged something about how we're going to forget that happened earlier.
I'm partial to Ty from Digimon.
No.
Believe it.
Digimon is trash.
It doesn't say believe it, you fucker.
That's like the ultimate like nerd troll. It's like, oh, I love Ty. Believe it.
Okay, let's get back to talking about the skill challenge so I don't get upset at Thrifty for talking shit about Roy Mustang.
I'm not talking. I'm sure he's great later on, I'm assuming, because he's so boring in the beginning.
My anime wife is Yorichi.
Yorichi is really great. She's also my anime wife.
She would fuck you hard, and you'd be like, this is not fair. Please let me have a break. She's like, nope.
Yorichi-san, please.
Who are you talking about now?
That's in Bleach.
She's a cat lady.
She's a cat lady. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
That's great.
She's actually an awesome character.
She's really good.
And she's sexy.
I love Yorichi. Oh my god, I love her so much.
So basically, the current scene you're in is you're in a recently de-invisibled group of people.
Okay.
Everyone is on horses except for one or two people, up to you guys, who are riding or driving a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Who's driving the wagon? I guess I should ask.
Oh, God. Oh man.
Should we roll for it?
Yeah, let's roll for it.
Should we each roll a d4?
Oh, yeah. We're going to roll a d4 twice.
Why don't we pick a number and someone rolls it?
Yeah. Why isn't it just a d20? I don't understand.
Well, because there's four of us.
Right, but
so
a bunch of us could roll the same number.
Number one is for
I have a really weird D4 that I love that I found at
Yeah, everybody roll a D4. That'll help.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you
want to
roll then, Tim?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, Tim will do it.
And we'll go in initiative order.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll take two because Eludra.
No, you're one. No, oh, you're okay. One. Oh, Eludra's on it, and Nika's on it, oddly enough.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean on it?
The wagon.
But
we're on
no,
it together?
Because what's
Zerd
is in the back sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, but we don't.
Okay.
I'm confused
I mean,
about our horse
fine.
Situation.
We have four horses, two pulling the wagon, two beneath
two pulling the wagon.
The men, folks.
Okay. Yeah, that's a euphemism.
This is
all right.
Actually,
and
this works really well.
This is actually perfect.
On.
That would have happened.
Yeah. Wild West. Eludra and Jayla.
Yeah,
for some reason, Eludra and Jayla ended up together on the wagon.
It's like the gods ordained it. The D&D gods.
This is
the D&D gods are up there writing fanfic.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Samuel
Anime
Brady
G-
and
Anime
Fred
Jesus.
Greenleaf are like, yes,
there it is. Them.
I gotta click
okay,
that.
So can I use a perception to try to drive us in the wagon through the path of demons that is, like, I guess the least amount of demons? Like, if there's openings, I could try to, like, run the wagon through it?
Driving the wagon would be a nature check.
Nature for a wagon?
Because of the horses.
Because you're driving the horses.
Could I stealth it instead?
That wouldn't get you through. That would try to hide your wagon. Which...
Now, Thrifty, we have used this exact same roll to do the exact same thing that she wants to do.
What's that?
Thank you,
Tim. Do a perception check to figure out the best way to go.
Okay, yeah. That's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
To say this is the good way to go is totally different.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I see your distinction. Instead of the driving, she's choosing
I want to look,
right.
Yes, for the best path for us to go so I can tell Aludra, hey, we should go this way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Do it.
I can do that? Okay.
Believe it.
So are we both driving the wagon, though?
You're probably holding hands. I don't know.
Who has the reins?
Typically, there's one that has the reins and one that has a shotgun.
Okay.
So I will defend against natives.
I guess I'll have shotgun. I don't.
Okay.
I got a 31.
Jesus Christ. How do you roll so high for everything?
I rolled a 13 and my perception is an 18.
Damn.
Awesome. How is your perception
so high?
Because I bumped it because I knew that we needed it in the party.
Are you cheating?
No.
Should I have looked at your character sheet at some point?
Dale's actually
a level 20.
This is what I'm saying. I dumped feats and items into my perception and to my initiative because I knew that I wanted to go first and I wanted to be good at scouting things out so we wouldn't get surprised.
And can I just say, thank you to everyone in Tabletop Dungeons and Dragons World that goes perception. People always forget about doing it because wisdom is not a sexy stat. Thank you.
Yeah. It's helpful.
Wisdom
it's
is
so
the most
important.
Sexy stat. So.
The brain.
Well, 31's going to... No, that's going to succeed. Come on.
I'm sorry, Michael.
11 went 30 sad.
Yeah, more sad.
So you not only see that you're going to want to, you know, cut like at a 90 degree angle from where you're currently driving, but you can see that there is trees up ahead that will give you cover from the flying rocks.
Okay. I would like to say in Dwarven to Eludra because I'm going to assume that the rocks do not speak Dwarven.
Speak Dwarven. Speak common, obviously.
That this is the way that we need to go.
Okay. So, Alura does a hey-ya! Wait, that's hey-ya? Is that what people say to horses?
Yes,
absolutely.
I was trying... For some reason in my brain, I was like, is that what people say when they... Wait, no.
That's Miss Piggy.
That's a karate chop, though.
It's more like hya.
Yeah.
Hiya is more of a karate chopping.
Okay, that's why I was getting confused.
Andale, mama, E-I, uh-oh.
That's what Alura sings to the horses.
What's happening now?
The horses love it. They are going exactly the direction I want them to.
Our horse gnaws and jaw rule.
Jaw rule.
I think that's Nelly.
Is that even the right person?
Isn't that the guy in Fast and Furious?
Yes.
No, that's...
I'm going to find this out.
Tyrese.
No, the jaw rule's in there too.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you before you make this podcast even worse. And go to Eludra.
Okay, so we're heading towards the forest right now, right?
Well, I mean, you just left, and then Jayla pointed in a direction, or told you in Dwarven which direction to go.
Okay, but what's the demon situation around us?
The demon situation is that Aram was just struggling with a demon, and it got popped into Jayla's weird...
Ghostbuster box.
Ghostbuster box.
Her Pokeball.
Got it.
There are 10, or did I say 20? I can't remember.
You said 12. A dozen.
Okay. On either side of you, there's 12 sun shields, and they're all engaged with demons fighting them.
You originally said there's 20.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about demons.
Oh, I said there's dozens of demons.
Okay. But the demons, are they near us right now?
Well, they're being held off by the sun shields.
Okay.
But the sun shields do not look like they're going to last long.
They don't look like they're doing good. Well, I don't got to arrange stuff to help them out.
Go ahead, baby doll. Do it.
I was... What? Do a range check when I don't have one? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Throw a rock.
Alicia throws a rock, and she hits a demon on the tip of his wing, and he does not care.
That annoyed me.
I'm wroth now. Well, the thing is, I was going to do something to some demons, but it seems like there's not so many. Where are...
There's tons of demons. Do some stuff to demons.
Okay, fine. I would like... Okay, this is kind of... We can kind of play with this spell that I have. It's technically a melee too, but hey, skill challenge.
That's 10 feet.
That's true. Okay, so I would like to do... I would guess this is a nature check. To shoot out some of those sweet, sweet thorns, spectral thorns that I got... And, like, just, like, wrap up some demons in them. Because they're, like, solid, right? They're not, like, spectral demons.
They are very solid.
Okay, cool. That's great.
Like Snake.
Oh, my God. So I'd like to shoot... Actually, we can pretend that's a ranged thing. So I'd like to shoot some thorns from my hand. So I go, Jayla here, and toss the reins to her. And then I turn around and... Spider-Man style, shoot out thorns. To try to catch the nearest one. So let me roll now.
What are you rolling?
I'm rolling a nature check.
Okay.
Because of my, see, you know, my wardeniness.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
23 total.
So you shoot out your natureiness and manage to take down some demons who are flying right in your direction.
I lasso me some demons! Yeah!
Mama EI.
No.
Uh-oh. That's not part of it.
Harperkin.
Harper is trailing behind the wagon ever so slightly. He reins up. He jumps, slaps his horse on the bottom to continue on forward. And he obviously does Winds of Change.
Oppy.
Harper right now wants to save as many of the sun shields as possible. Even if it doesn't help moving his little crew forward. If it's a bad idea, he does not care. Because he wants his old folks to remember him. So he will be... using an action point, because he got... Okay, again, since we're in skill challenge zone, do I add my arcana, or do I add my attack for wind's change? Or my hit?
It would be your arcana.
My arcana. So does a... let me just double check. 18? Does an 18 hit?
An 18 will be a failure.
I will use my action point.
Dang.
Wait, no. No, I don't use that. Harper... feels like he's very close to hitting, so he uses his lucky charm, which is around his neck, which is a locket of his papa and mama. And now I roll a d6 to add it to that total. And I'm going to use my d6 that has a Cthulhu on it. And I got a 3, so that's a total of 21. Does that work?
That just does it.
Thank you. I would have probably died. So, Harper jumps up, smacks the horse on the bottom to keep up with the horse, and then he just he fades back a little bit, so he's close to the sun shields while also kind of being in range with all of the wagon and stuff, and he just explodes out of him this wave of... what's the range again? 3, so it's 15 feet all around him. Any enemy is pushed back by, like, this explosion of, just an explosion of energy. It doesn't say what type, which is weird. It should be a lightning or thunder.
What color is the explosion?
Should be thunder, but it's just force.
It's the color of thunder? Force.
So yeah, that's what he does in order to help the sun shields and maybe push off a little bit from the other folks.
Aram is currently being tackled by like three different demons, and his jugular is exposed, and one is about to like tear his throat out. And just then, Harper casts his spell and knocks back all three demons, and gives all of the sun shields a moment of respite so they can refocus themselves and not die.
Wipe the sweat out of their eyes.
I push the sweat out of their eyes. The Tempest will remember this day. All right, now I'm done. You notice I do not touch the ground, though.
So we go to Tom.
Yeah, we do. Okay, Thrifty, tell me about how these are all these, what are they called again? These flying demons? What are they called?
Vrocks.
Now, Vrocks.
V-R-O-C-K.
V-R-O-C-K. They're V-Rocks. Now, let me tell you, these V-Rocks, I'm assuming...
They look like vultures.
Right, and I'm assuming...
arms and legs.
Since they're crossing some distance to chase us, they're going to be flying in some sort of a formation. Ducks traditionally form a V formation, which means that one in the front is the leader, correct? Is there a leader of rock? Just tell me yes.
There are reinforcements coming your way, and sure. There's for sure a leader of rock.
Okay, so I...
So its plumage is better.
As that leader is getting close, I stand up on my horse, and I want to leap, a little flying leap, up to the leader of rock. And I know I've used this analogy before, but I want to just like straight Legolas that shit like right up onto the rock, and I want to ride it. I want to ride it because if there's a leader of rock, right, then where I steer this rock, all the others follow. Eh?
Naturally.
And they will love you.
And then they'll accept me as their king.
You have to use your love amulet.
Tom the Dragonborn leaves the game. He's like, I am king of demons.
And that was the last king of the rocks. Tom.
Man, I miss Tom. What's he doing now? Oh, destroyed South Arrest.
He has a family with that demon woman.
I want to roll athletics for that.
That seems reasonable.
All right. Yeah, you said it. Okay,
can't take it back.
I rolled an 18 plus 13, and I get a plus 2, so 20. That is a 33 to athletics. Does that happen?
That is what happens.
That is what
you
happens.
You guys wave to Tom as he flies off into the sunset.
I don't leave for good. I mean, obviously, I want to, like, direct them, you know, off course, and then before they know what's going on, I just, like, you know, gonna just hop back off. But that I can wait for my next turn for that.
All right. Well, we have four successes and zero failures so far. Little thinking maybe I should have upped the difficulty a bit here. I don't know.
No, I think you're doing a great job, Michael.
No.
No, I used my action points, so you're doing great. Yeah. I failed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. You were a failure.
I did fail, but I used my one AP.
Let's go back to Jayla. I assume she'll roll like a 32 or 38. Or something like that.
I got a 1, a 50.
Someone sounds bitter.
I could roll really low. I would like to do a religion check, since these are demons, to use one of my like awesome, cool, radiant things to be like, I don't know, maybe shoot some radiant damage at them. Can I do that? Is that a thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Ricky wants to say no.
Seems reasonable.
Let's see what happens. Well, okay, here you go. Here's a shit roll. I got a 17 total.
Total?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Can
I
roll?
Can I use an action point? I rolled a 3.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay. Unless, I mean, is a 17 going to get us anywhere?
My 18 missed.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let's try a 34.
Yeah, that will work.
Thank you, Michael.
Guys, I think the DC is like 20 or 21.
I mean, the thing is, we never know. Like, sometimes we really struggle really badly with these, and then... Sometimes not.
The thing with skill challenges, some people don't like them. I think skill challenges are really fun if your DM is willing to play with it.
Yeah.
And Thrifty's very good at them. So it's like, we've got some shit from Fools before.
Have we? People tend to really, people say they really love those skill challenges.
Remember the specific person that thought Harper should have died on a second episode because we failed a skill challenge?
That's crazy.
Oh.
So
I think that skill challenges are literally my favorite thing that we could do.
It's like, it's an opportunity to just be creative and be like, what can I make my character do?
I like skill challenges way more.
Skill challenges are my favorite thing because I get to do bullshit that I should never get away with.
Exactly. Like,
like riding a rock into the sunset.
Exactly.
I was Tom riding off again.
I was going to say, like, jumping on a Hydra. Well, not a Hydra.
Kraken.
A Kraken, but that was just battle. Yeah. That was not a skill challenge. That just was
Well, the thing is that you should be able to incorporate a skill, the heart of a skill challenge into all of your role play. And I get that concept. But it's sometimes fun to be like, this is a safe space to get crazy. And let me apologize. I should have said Team Vrocket blasting off again.
Guys, I would also say that I also like skill challenges as well as big butts.
And you,
thank you.
I like skill challenges and I cannot lie. You other role players can't deny. Let's keep it going.
And he walks in with a nat 20 on it.
I don't know.
Guys, we're not rappers.
You must roll. Want to get a 20. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Mike Bachman, resident rapologist.
Is it my turn?
He is the doctor of Mike Bachman. He's the doctor of rap.
The rap man.
Is it my turn?
R-A-P-E-M-A-N.
Nope. I believe it was actually just your turn a second ago.
She's ready to go again. She's on fire. Oh, boy. I got so distracted. Wait, I forgot to think about it.
What did Jayla do? All I remember is she rolled really high.
I rolled radiant damage to, like, let's say that there was like a demon coming up to get a Ludra. Like, she just like shoots radiant damage out of like a beacon of Arathis and like.
What if it were coming to get Tom the Dragonborn?
Okay, fine. I shoot Tom the Dragonborn out of the air.
No! No, that is what you should not do.
I just wanted to shoot radiant damage at someone.
Okay, so you clear a path
towards
the forest that's ahead of you guys. Okay. You guys are chugging along now in your wagon. Zerd has rolled over and still seems to be a little sleepy. But
poor guy's all tuckered out.
Yeah, he's a little tuckered, but your wagon is going full speed ahead, and you guys are heading towards the forest to get some cover. And we go to Aludra.
At this point, I guess I've got the reins again since Jayla was just shooting radiant damage to everyone.
I could hold him while you have your thorns in your hands. It's whatever.
Okay.
She shoots radiant damage out of her ears.
Oh, good point.
Right. I mean, like, I could just shoot it out of one hand and, like, spray it around because my hands are big. So
let's say that Aludra sees a demon coming around in front of them, and the demon is... barreling. Wait, what?
No, you're writing fanfic right now. I love it.
Every day. I actually don't write fanfic.
Another good part about skill challenges are that you couldn't lean into it. Like, Thrifty doesn't have to say a demon is in front of you. Like, obviously there's a demon in front of me, right? It's like, yeah.
There is. Like, I mean, we all know that, right?
Yeah, there isn't, though.
Rocks fly in V formation, but there's no rock in front of you.
But Thrifty Senpai, I need it there.
I'm kidding. Of course there's a demon in front of you.
Good. So there's a demon barreling down on us. And so Jayla has the reins. I would like to do... I think this can count as athletics check. I would like to jump up into the air and grab a branch and do a flip around it and go flying towards the demon to kick it.
Radical. I've seen that in movies. So.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I feel like I've seen this in The Princess Bride. He does something like this. That's what I'm going
to do. You guys are getting closer to the forest and you're going underneath a tree. And there is indeed a tree with a branch of the perfect amount.
It doesn't have to be that low. I have very beefy thighs and I can jump very high.
Aludra jumps very high, much higher than you'd think you'd be able to jump.
How high? How high? I need an exact measurement.
The problem is that I just rolled a one.
You trash.
Now here's the question. Do I use the action point, or for hilarity do I not, and see what happens to her?
Wait, we're doing great.
Wait, you could have it where instead of jumping on, like, the tree branch or whatever, you fall into Jayla's lap.
No, that anime thing where...
I fall straight into her boobs.
Yeah, yes. In every anime, someone falls into someone else's giant anime-ass titties.
Yes.
And Elytra doesn't realize what's going on for a second, and then she does, and then she turns bright red, and it's like, ah! I don't know how that would work exactly with the way she was moving. Right. She was going to jump.
Well, you rolled a one. I think it's completely out of your hands now.
So 13 discus to decide what happens.
You either use a action point or may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm going to not.
Oh my God.
Okay. So you jump up to grab the tree branch, but really it's like way higher than you thought. You imagine yourself totally being able to jump that high, and you figured, oh, my beefy thighs, I can totally jump that high.
You probably say it too.
The sad thing is, this sounds like me in real life, actually. I can totally do that thing.
You do the thing where you're sort of like, you're like jumping towards the branch, but instead you just sort of like slap at one of the leaves that's hanging down from it.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then you fall and crash into Jayla's lap, like all that stuff that you guys were talking about, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see how this is a loss for Elytra here, I gotta tell you. It is very embarrassing for her. She is extremely embarrassed.
It sounds like you look what I would only assume Honey Boo Boo would look like doing gymnastics. Like a chunky little girl flailing and just falling.
Oh, yep. So, although it is a win for all of you listening at home, it is in the end it's still a loss for Elytra, despite the clear.
Yeah, nine sun shields die because of your foolhardiness.
Oh, I was gonna like kick that demon flying, but now it's still coming towards us. Whoops, my bad.
Whoops. Okay, Harper.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Nope.
Tom, how are you doing? Are you doing great on this frock, or
I am doing great. I do have a plan for the near future, but if you've got another idea, I would love to hear it. It may be better than mine.
I was gonna say I can fly right now.
Uh huh.
So I was gonna fly and grab you, and throw us both on top of our horses using a athletics check because I can fly. But
well,
it's not that sexy. I could do other things.
I was gonna. Well, I'll. You can.
You
do
will
that
take
if
a
you...
penalty since Elytra just used athletics.
That's fucked up.
Oh shit! Shit, son.
Sorry. I use it for nothing.
I use bluff for that same thing.
He's not actually doing it, but he's pantomiming it.
Yeah. They think I'm gonna do it. Yeah, I mean, the only way I think I can RP a flying Harper, not just like floating next to the demon and sunshield carnage. All right, how about this? Harper shoots himself towards his horsey and screams while ripping open his shirt.
Alex Armstrong style.
Alex Armstrong style. Basically showing all these demons his Arathis tattoo a-glowing. Basically being, what would he say? That's not insane. The power of Arathis is within me, and you must get back if you want to breathe another day. So he's going to do an intimidate check using both his flight and his glowing chesticles to hopefully, I know these aren't intelligent creatures, but you know they have instinct. They're gonna, I would hope they'd shy away. How's that sound for you?
That sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's what I needed right now. Oh boy. 20?
Yeah, it works.
So yeah, I mean, he shoots forward like Goku and he shoots out.
Great.
Well, he doesn't shoot. He spins a little bit, and his chest light, I hope, gains some respite for some of the more advanced sun shields, and hopefully maybe gives us a couple extra seconds to not get devoured immediately at the wagon zone.
That is exactly what happens.
I'm done. And I can't fly anymore. I land on my horsey.
Oh, no.
Viola.
That's the name of the horse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. My horse's name is Nelly.
Nelly? Frittata.
No. Nelly as in E-I-E-I-O.
Nelly Frittata.
Nelly the rapper.
Nelly Taquitos.
So you now have 6 successes and only 1 failure.
How many successes do we need?
You need 8 successes.
Oh.
All right.
So, Tom, get 2.
Well,
right
this
now.
One is, I was going to say this one's going to be worth 2. Let me pull up my sheet here. You know it's some serious shit if I need my character sheet during a skill challenge.
Damn.
Making attacks. What's the... I want that rock, that lead rock, the one that I'm riding right now.
I wish for it to fall desperately in love with me.
I'm going to use that amulet of seduction because I want to enact my will on it. And being the leader, it only makes sense that it would not that it would directly affect the other ones, but they would all follow its lead. So if in its rock language it was like, I love this dragonborn, all the other ones would be like, okay. And then that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Are they
so what are you hoping to have happen here?
I want to live with them as their king. Let's all go around the table. What do y'all think I rolled?
I hope it's like a 20.
It's either really a 1 or a 20.
It's gotta be 1. Or like maybe like a 2.
On top of his like 12.
It's a 7.
It's a 12. No, it is a 20.
Tom, King of Demons.
What skill were you using again?
I'm not even using a skill. I'm using my amulet of seduction.
Come on!
You have to use a skill. It's a skill challenge.
Right. You can't use a thing in a skill challenge?
I guess it would be a charisma.
Okay. Yeah. All right, charisma. That's great.
What's your diplomacy versus charisma?
Well, I mean, if you're just doing your charisma, I mean, obviously it's not going to be as high as my actual diplomacy skill.
Yeah.
My diplomacy skill is 14. But if in combat, if I'm using my amulet of seduction, it's going to be my charisma plus the equipment's modifier. But that's only going to give me 5. So I don't really know how to make that work or if I could make that work.
Yeah, that's the weird thing with doing skill-based challenge, like literally attribute-based challenges is your all your attributes are much, much, much smaller than your skills, which is why I like 5th edition.
Hey, Thrifty, before you say anything, I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
You let me get away with it, and I'm gonna shotgun this Raspberry right now.
I like this deal because really you rolled a 20, so you're gonna succeed no matter what.
Also, apparently Bachman is also a bad negotiator.
Waited until he drank it all and then told him that.
Well, but he said he would do it, and he's a man of his word.
You damn straight
of
a man.
He's a man of honor.
All right.
Technically, a shotgun, you have to stab
that.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, right. I can't stab. It's a little guy, and I don't have keys.
Go.
This is not a frat party.
So really, he's chugging it as opposed to...
Yeah. I think
it's the same.
What number of Raspberry is this?
This is 4.
4? Going to town, Raspberry's.
My hero.
Next time we all have to drink Raspberry's.
You know what? Bachman brings a good point. If we want to lean into this Drunks and Dragons shit, we should be able to like buff up our rolls. Like, listen, I know I rolled a 2 beneath, but if you just give me 2,
that's the best idea.
I will pour this whiskey in my eyeball.
I like the concept. Maybe not for every week, but for like some special events. Yeah, I actually really like the idea of that.
Use these sparingly.
Let's think about this.
All right. Everybody quiet.
Everybody at home.
I'm praying for you.
He's really going for it.
He really is doing it.
Look at him.
He's chugging.
He loves it.
Hey, Crush the can on your head! Crush the raspberry in a can!
Ow.
Ow! Oh, God, he's bleeding.
He rolled a
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, it's just a raspberry to
those
juice.
Don't taste They're good.
Mike Buttman died in a tragic raspberry you know, accident.
Whatever it did to him, you know it's doing right. The fact that he's trying to like stare at his computer while his eyes roll up in tears. It's like bloodshot. And now his eyes are like infinitely more blue.
His eyes are full of raspberry.
That's cool. No, whatever. No, fine. What do the demons do? Oh, I actually forgot that I clicked on Bachman's face, so it's only been Bachman's face the past 12 minutes.
That's how you should have it
perfect.
By default.
That's good. So everyone can see the beauty of the raspberry chug.
All right, well, I guess the Vrock falls in love with you.
Vrock falls in love with me. Red Rocket.
Oh, no.
Red Pocket.
Red Pocket.
Red Vrocket! Oh, come on!
Okay, and all of the other Vrocks follow its lead, and I have deemed me their king, maybe. I don't know. Shit.
their boyfriend.
Role play.
So, like, you tell them to keep flying in a direction or something,
yeah,
and you jump off?
Yeah, yeah. I whisper in a... Now, okay, here's where I need to know, Thrifty, is that I know you said that they just do bird screeches, but I'm assuming that these Vrocks are a character that are a monster that you got from the book, right?
They are a real monster.
So it probably lists the languages they understand. Does it list Abyssal?
No, it can speak. It can speak Abyssal.
I say
Abysmal.
When I'm sure that the Vrock loves me, I lean in and I whisper in its ear and I say, take your kin and fly on straight in this direction. I'll come find you at first light. I love you. And I hop off it, and I do like a 3-point landing on the ground, and then my horse comes and picks me up. It's just so beautiful. It's majestic.
Everyone's clapping, including the Vrock.
The Vrocks are clapping, falling to the ground because they can't fly that way.
The Vrock says to you, I love you, Tom Dragonborn. I will see you at dawn.
Here's the problem, though. If you jilt this Vrock, it might, like, seek you out.
Oh, man.
It's an angry, jilted lover.
Love has no scorn like a jilted Vrock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Love has no fury.
I hope it does. I can't wait.
I mean...
Oh, that's that might be a good bio for me, too.
I'm just nervous to smell if the Vrock is cooking.
No.
Is that a joke? Good. I don't know if that's a good joke.
No.
That's a good joke.
That's
a great joke.
I mean, it's more of a reference, I suppose, maybe.
My favorite part about this podcast is making Thrifty do things that he doesn't want to do through the sheer power of rolls.
Can't say no to the dice.
What can I do?
So yeah, do you ever feel like you're not the dungeon master, but the...
but the monkey that must master. Dance for our dice?
Jayla.
It's my turn.
We have 7 successes. We're only one away from... getting
well,
to the forest and to safety.
I think I'm really...
don't fail twice, because if you fail twice, then we lose.
Oh, okay.
Is that real?
Well,
it's a double fail. Don't double fail.
God damn it, Jennifer. She can't.
If you roll
twice.
1, you double fail. I just made that roll up.
Cool.
I don't know what's real. Freddy could just lie to me all the time, and I'd be like, oh, wow.
That's true.
I am going to use an acrobatics, and I'm going to try to do what Aludra did. Where she's going to try to, like, jump up and, like, grab some tree branches or whatever and, like, spin around and do crazy stuff and, like, kick demons.
Yeah.
While Aludra, like, drives the cart away. And then whenever she dismounts, she's going to get, like, a perfect dismount into the seat right next to Aludra. And, like, maybe there'll be a tender caress at the end that, like, just happened to happen.
There's no maybe.
It's gonna happen. I believe.
Tom's not the only one that can find love this evening.
Okay, I'm gonna switch dice. Die. Sorry. I got a 13 plus a 14, so a 27.
Woo! This idiot, our DM. He's so sad.
I'm sorry, Michael.
The problem is that we did so good that next skill challenge is going to be so hard.
Thrifty, don't you remember when Aludra fell, though, when she tried to jump and she did bad? I gave you that. That was a gift to you.
Yeah, this is my fault for using the medium difficulty for your current level.
No!
From now on, ultra hard.
No, we're going to die.
So what does it look like when you do the thing you do?
Okay, so Aludra falls into J-Lo's boobs, and she
blushes. That was before.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Like, I imagine this is all kind of happening at the same time.
You're just continuing on from what it happened last time. So she falls picking right back up.
She falls into Aludra falls into J-Lo's boobs, and she kind of, like, sits her up, and then she gives her this, like, look like she knows what she was trying to do, and, like, gives her a nod. She jumps up, grabs, like, the tree branch, spins around, kicks the demons, like, it's some Final Fantasy, like, Advent Children shit.
So dope!
Spinning around, kicking demons out of the sky, and then she, like, falls back down into the seat, puts her hand, like, on Aludra's thigh, and says in Dwarven,
"Whoa,
we're safe now." And they, like, go into the woods.
Right up into the sunset! Yeehaw!
Do you know what I love about skill challenges? Is that we can do this, like, sweet flipping through the air, kicking shit thing, and then, like, we get into actual combat, and we're like, I hit him. Oh, I missed.
All right. I know your turn. Go ahead. No, I missed my sword. Go ahead.
But it's like you can fail a melee.
She tries to spell vines. Oh, she can't. All right. Cool.
I teleport to the abyss. I bring back the god of undeath. I make him a platter of spaghetti. He likes it. His normal favorite food is beefaroni. And so he slows down for 2 minutes. Go ahead. Your turn. No,
I want to be in that world.
Is there a tabletop like pasta game?
I want to go to Beefaroni world. You have to just make different pastas for various gods. Loth, I made you this spider pasta.
The Iron Chef tabletop gang. I play that.
I bet you could do that in Fate.
You can do anything in Fate. That is an pasta world. For Fate. Pasta world.
Michael, does that work? Can I do that?
Yeah, it works great.
Okay. Bakul-kun.
I have a first name.
No, you don't.
And it's Mike.
Well, how about you get a first name that's not the first name of someone else?
Listen,
get
your own first name. Bro, yeah. My ID says Michael. I'm just saying.
You're the Mike Bachman, not the Michael Bachman.
Well, right. Then we should call you Thrifty if we're going by Twitter handles.
I can't do that.
Oh, see? See?
I can't do that.
Then I'm always going to answer.
It works out for us, so I'm fine with it.
A Michael, a Thrifty Nerd tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not me. Yep. I know that's not me.
Right.
That happens. You do your flippy, crazy thing, and you somehow manage to land back in the wagon. Zerd makes a little pooting sound and rolls over.
God! Zerd!
And you manage to make it into the trees. The Vrocks, for whatever crazy reason, fly off in some other direction. It doesn't make any sense to anybody except Tom the Dragonborn. And you all ride into this forest and lose any extra demons that were coming your way. You do look back, and it looks like the sun shields are getting overwhelmed.
I did my thing.
I feel really bad.
And, what?
The whole point was so we could get away, though. That's the thing. That's why they went out there with us.
True. You don't know exactly what happens, but
we hear the screams.
They seem to be getting overwhelmed.
Does Captain Morgan look like he's dead yet?
I mean, they're all so small at this point.
They're ants. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I mean, there's definitely, like, rocks pulling the sun shield, specific sun shields up into the air and then dropping them from a great height.
Oh, man, what assholes!
That's fucked up.
So.
We have to save the world. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I mean, technically you're going to save Harper's sister, not the world. But no!
It's all part of our plan.
Councilman Morgan said that we were going to save the world.
Bucky!
And Bucky.
No.
Bucky is my world.
No.
Actually, when Tom,
I think that raspberry is getting
actually
to
when
bite.
Tom when Tom gets drunk, he thinks the gnolls are kind of all right.
Oh my gosh! This confession comes out.
That was my sister once.
Tom, have what? You yeah, don't. Have you met Steve the Knoll?
Steve? No.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's Steve?
He's a really great Knoll that I met.
I mean, like, you know, I know they all look alike, but that's a little racist.
This will all be in Draconic, because Jalen.
Yeah, okay. We need to come up with an accent. We should just come up with accents for all the languages that we speak so that we can always tell which ones we're speaking.
Are you talking about Steve the Knoll?
Yeah. Sir, do you know about Steve?
I've never met a Steve who isn't a total asshole.
Well, I think you're thinking of a Keith. Is that...
Because we all know
Keith generally as well, but Steve's the most.
Please stop.
Are we making people... Are we alienating our fans right now who are named Keith and Steve?
All Keith and Steve.
Listen, I'm all out of raspberries, so we could just, like, you know, wrap it up.
Thank you, Bobbin.
Wrap it up.
I had to go hug my new dog.
I want to make her go poop outside, but I don't know if I can do that.
Tim's a dad now. He really is to this dog. He loves the dog so much.
But I'm the bad dad. I don't love her. I want her to be better than she is.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hard love.
Well, I love her forever.
So you guys make camp. You're in the forest.
With our instant camp thing.
And so you're camping. And you're taking watches. And you're, you know, diligently keeping track of things and watching for demons. And it seems like you're cool. It doesn't seem like any demons are coming along. And let me see.
Can we figure out who's taking what shifts?
Nope. Can't.
Dang.
Oh.
And it's Tom's shift.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom notices. Well, actually, Tom rolled D20 for me.
Tom doesn't notice a damn thing.
Tom, it's the last shift, which is Tom is taking, and Tom
near dawn
doesn't see anything. And
oh god,
you guys, the sun comes up and you wake up, and everything seems fine except where is Zerd?
Our useless wizard,
guys. Can I just say, this is absurd.
Ah.
Oh, shit. He maybe...
Oh, no, Zerd's gone. Welp,
maybe
time to go.
He did a Zerd rush on the enemy base.
Can I, can Harper send, either during his watch or whenever, do a ritual sending to basically let the, Sun Shields know that they got through and their sacrifice was not in vain, that we got through?
You can do that next week on Drunks and Dragons.
Bullshit. I hate this. So
once I've had a chance to go buy more raspberries.
Once we've all bought raspberries. I think I'll actually might die if
I dude, if you're an alcoholer and you make the most god awful alcohol, we will drink it and talk about how good it is.
Yeah.
We'll tell people that you gave it to us for free, so they'll know we're lying. But we will drink it and say how good it is.
We will.
And they'll be ironic. They'll hate themselves.
And if we drink enough of it, we'll probably like it anyway.
We'll especially drink it if you do give it to us for free. Just saying.
Yeah, like we're gonna drink it.
I mean, we drink garbage that we pay for.
Like,
so.
I mean, I don't.
Let us not forget when we played D&D in person that time we drank Bud Light.
But Bud Light's good as shit.
This bourbon I'm drinking is actually very nice.
Yeah, my bourbon's very good too.
It's a very high quality
bourbon. You know what's delicious? It's water. Mm. H2O.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Mm.
Hydrogen hydroxide?
Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
It's not called Well Hydrated People and Dragons.
That's a good point. All right, some other time soon I'll get my drink on while we record.
What if we decided to call it Well Hydrated People and Dragons?
And then maybe we would get
CrossFit and Dragons.
Oh god, please no. Oh.
Well, Aludra was trying to do that. She is not very good at the crossing fit.
Anytime you mention Aludra doing something, it's just Honey Boo Boo. Doing something.
It's Eludra is doing that thing that Honey Boo does where she makes her belly talk.
Okay, you guys need to stop watching Honey Boo Boo. That's like a reference to something that happened 100 years ago. No one cares anymore.
I've literally never seen an episode of it.
Next Same. Week on Drunks and Dragons, you'll find out more. But this week is over. So,
Dollar let... makes me holler, honey, boo boo child.
If you, for some strange reason, would like to converse with us on Twitter, we're at Geekly Anger at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And what else? What else is going on, Nika?
Oh, well, if you didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons, well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows like Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayre, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about The Wizard, and head over to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Blood Drinker would approve of. When you've finished learning all about Harper's dark past, head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want Aludra's bad luck to rub off on you. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for traitorous pirate women, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Nika, I believe in the Council of Eight episode, it was very clearly stated that the wizard does not exist.
Well, you know... That was said, but I don't really know if that's canon yet. Is that?
It sounded like a rumor to me.
Okay. I mean, it's, the guy was pretty convincing.
Well, did he roll for it? Because if he doesn't have a roll, I can't believe him.
He rolled the 20, natural 20.
I feel like that's a lie. You're lying, Michael. You're abusing.
So you're saying there's a chance.
DM.
thank you all for joining us for this odd-numbered episode of Drunks and Dragons. Maybe they're your least favorite. Maybe they're your most favorite. We don't know. Hard to say. But we'll be back next week for a more sober episode, and then the following week with a less one. So join us then, and unless we need to say anything else...
Follow my Tumblr. It's your girl Tiamat. Tumblr.com.
If you're near Boston, go to comedysports.com and look up Comedy Sports Boston.
No one's near Boston.
Some people are. I've had several people.
Oh, boy. Hey, make up some fake video game titles and send them to @fistfulofpixels. We'll tell you what the games are.
Mr. Michael Bachelkoon.
Yes?
I sent one to you through the Twitter. Is that an appropriate way to get in touch with
you? Well, let me tell you. Through the Twitter, @FistfulOfPixels, you did send one. It was all about the poop. And let me tell you. Let me tell you about this. Actually, this is real talk right now. The ones that I feel like we do the best with are ones where the joke isn't the title that you give us. So if you're like, if you're like Butthole Puncher 3, we're like, oh, it's the third game in a series where they punch buttholes, I guess. Like, goodbye. See us next week. No, I mean, like, there's not a whole lot we can do with that. I mean, we do our best, but...
Subtle is better.
Subtle is better. It makes some legitimate video games that you want to see. We'll tell you what they are. It's good.
Okay.
Sounds like bullshit.
Sounds like some fucking nerd shit.
I guess thriftynerd.com, where there's occasionally video game deals or something. I don't know.
My comedy. My live comedy.
Oh, boy.
Or comedy.
Excellent anime Tumblr.
Or Tumblr. Guys, I'm getting to the angry drunk portion of the night.
Oh, no.
We gotta end this quick.
Michael?
I don't have an angry drunk.
I can believe that.
That's not a joke. I don't.
No, I'm saying I totally believe that. I don't think you would be an angry drunk.
I'm just kidding. I don't have an angry drunk either. Guys, until next week, it's been dicey.
Damn,
it sure has been dicey little thing, though.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.